With so much focus on democratic reform in the Middle East, another story has gotten little attention this weekend. It's about the lack of democracy, once again, in Africa. Yesterday, the longtime president of Togo died. Nasingbe Iyadema had been Africa's longest-serving ruler, in power for 38 years. He was officially elected in 2003, but the international community and Togo's opposition dismissed the vote as a show. European countries even refused to send international monitors. Now, might Iyadema's death bring change? Well, yesterday the military promptly named Iyadema's son as Togo's new president. The EU and the Togolese opposition complained that violated the country's constitution, which calls for leadership to pass to the Speaker of the National Assembly. So today, Togo's parliament named the dead leader's son the new Speaker of the National Assembly. It also changed the constitution to drop a requirement for new elections within 60 days of a president's death. It seems little has changed from a decade ago when I was a reporter in Africa. One of the first stories I wrote of the former Zaire, now Congo, was of intense preparations for democratic elections. Even then, the story was how long elections had already been delayed under longtime dictator Mobutu Sese Seko. A local NGO was trying to educate people about what democracy means and how a free vote works. One night, the group's leader took me to a busy neighborhood outside the capital, Kinshasa. More than 100 people packed a high-ceilinged concrete building that had been a church, the whole room lit by a single gas lamp. The lecturer talked about the need for an updated census, about how politics can be positive, not just the exercise in corruption that everyone in the room had grown up with. And then the class watched a play to illustrate the point. A heroic young character named Mickey stood for office against a corrupt incumbent. Defying all obstacles, Mickey not only won the vote, he even got the pretty girl in the end. A year after that visit, Mobutu was deposed. Since then, a rebel leader and then his son have ruled Congo with just as strong a hand. Last month, I came across a tiny item in the newspaper. Congo has scheduled elections for this June. But a government official was quoted as saying all was not ready, the vote would probably have to be delayed. There have been success stories, witness South Africa, Senegal, Nigeria, and Mozambique. But it can be profoundly depressing to think about politics in Africa. Even more sad was the biggest election that did take place during my time there. In 1997, Liberians went to the polls. After a decade of war launched by rebel leader Charles Taylor, Liberians overwhelmingly elected Charles Taylor. There was not much question of legitimacy. One Liberian after another told us reporters, "He killed my ma, he killed my pa, I'm voting for Taylor." Not surprisingly, more violence followed. Elections may not have worked, but at last a peace deal did oust Charles Taylor from power in Liberia. Today, he's living in Nigeria, and has been indicted by a United Nations Special Tribunal.